Every individual involved in the creative process has to deal with the push and pull of creativity versus commerce. Do you stay true to your artistic impulses, or do you compromise for the sake of making a living or making a lot of money? Books and films have tackled this issue, as have Broadway musicals. Sondheim's Sunday in the Park with George looked at the issue seriously, in earnest. Cy Coleman's jazz-based show, City of Angels, now playing at San Francisco Playhouse through September 17th, examines it through comedy and through clever stagecraft. Bill English, artistic director of San Francisco Playhouse and director of this production.
It's a story about a young novelist who's brought out to Hollywood to make his bestseller into a movie. The question is, how far will this young man sell out?
The setup happens on two planes. One is the real world of 1950, where screenwriter Stein is dealing with a studio executive while trying to preserve a marriage on the rocks. And the other is in his screenplay, a film noir starring a Bogart-type detective named Stone.
The characters in the screenplay are in the play, and there's scenes where he's typing madly away. And then they're acting, the black and white world, they're acting as he's writing. And then he gets disgusted with what he's written and rips the paper out of the typewriter, whereupon they all rewind and then redo the scene according to the new dialogue. And then, of course, he can't really fully control his creations.
What makes City of Angels work so well, though, is the writing by Larry Gelbart, best known for the TV show MASH. The dialogue is frantic and very funny, with double entendres and comebacks, some of which happen so fast that you can barely keep up. Cy Coleman's score itself is unique, a jazzy tribute to the 40s and 50s and the big band sound, with lyrics by David Zippel that fully complement Gelbart's book. City of Angels is rarely produced because of those factors and because stagecraft is so important to the show. And this production does itself proud in that regard. The cast shines, particularly Jeffrey Bryan Adams as Stein, Ryan Drummond as the producer, and Nancy Zoppi and Monique Haffen in multiple roles. City of Angels has one giant flaw, an ending that didn't work on Broadway. Bill English's reinvention here doesn't solve the flaw, which is in the script, but its cleverness all but makes it seem superfluous.
It's a morality tale, kind of a wonderful satire of how creativity can be corrupted, about the authenticity of a writer's impulses.
City of Angels asks big questions about the lengths people will go to when they compromise their principles, but it does it in a way that is both funny and tuneful, and it's a great evening of theater. City of Angels plays at San Francisco Playhouse through September 17th. For more information, you can go to their website, sfplayhouse.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.